Andrea.
Hi, Victoria. It's Carolyn. How are you today?
Hi. Good. Thank you. And you?
I'm fine. It's not too bad here. I live in Florida. And
Yeah.
It looks like it's going to rain. It's probably about 24 degrees Celsius out, so it's not
really
too awfully cold. Yeah.
It's cold. In Korea, it's really cold.
I've heard that. One of my students was walking home talking to me on her cell phone, and you could hear her teeth chattering. She was so cold.
Right.
And I said, why don't you take the bus? She said, it's only 3 minutes away. But she said, it's like standing in a refrigerator for 3 minutes. So,
yeah.
So I guess very cold.
Yeah, it's really cold.
We have what's called snowbirds here in Florida. And the snowbirds are old people who live up north. And when it gets cold, they all migrate to Florida.
Snowbirds, yeah.
Yeah, so the people are called snowbirds that can't stand the cold weather, and they come to Florida to get away from it.
Yeah.
So maybe when you get older, you can be a snowbird and come visit Florida during the winter.
Okay.
So tell me something about yourself.
I'm Victoria. And I work for an academy. I'm teaching students. And I'm planning to go to New Zealand.
So go where?
New Zealand. New Zealand.
Oh, New Zealand. Okay.
Yeah. So that's why I study English.
Oh.
And my spare time, I usually go to galleries and watch movies. Yeah, that's it.
Well, if you go to New Zealand, don't forget to throw the word in mate every once in a while. They seem to like the word mate. Hey, mate, how you doing?
Mate?
Mate. Yeah, that's what they call a friend or someone they just met.
Mate.
Hey, mate. Yes.
Hey, mate.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
And, a truck. You know what a truck is?
Trucky?
A truck.
A truck?
Yeah, you know, vroom vroom carries things in the back.
Oh, yeah, truck.
Yeah. In the British call it a lorry.
Okay. Oh, it's kind of riding, right?
A lorry, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So in New Zealand, they use some different words than we do. They have a different slang than we do in the U.S.
Yeah.
So let me look real quick, see if I can find anything. You know,
okay.
Google knows everything, so.
Right. Do you mean trend? Trend?
Trend?
To REM?
I'm not catching it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I found a list here of New Zealand slang words.
Slang words?
Yes. 10 slang phrases you need to understand people from New Zealand. There's a slideshow. Let's see. Begin slideshow. Let's see what this says. Rattle your dags. That means hurry up.
That means?
Rattle your dags. Hurry up. The dags are the part of fleece around a sheep's bum that are usually caked in poo. Basically, they rattle when the sheep runs. I'll send you the link for this so you can look it up on the computer.
Oh, okay. I'll look it up.
Yeah. Just poop into the dairy. I'm going to the convenience store. Just pop into the dairy.
Pop into the dairy?
Yeah, pop into the dairy. That means you're going to a convenience store.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, like a small. So just pop into the dairy. I'm knackered. That
knackered.
Means I'm tired. Yeah. I'm completely knackered out from that rugby match.
I've heard knackered.
Oh, good. Wop wop, middle of nowhere. This can be used when referring to the New Zealand countryside. The wop wops are often teamed with the phrase tiki tour, which refers to taking the long way around or getting lost.
English in New Zealand is similar with British English, right?
A little bit, but they've developed their own slang, which is why I'm going to send you this link about 10 slang phrases you need to understand if you're visiting New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's see. So, I'm just putting it in now. If you're visiting New Zealand. Whoops. Okay. I've got that in the notes, so you'll get that later today. Because English, I was reading about, is one of the most difficult languages on the planet, and we have 250,000 vocabulary words.
Okay.
So that's a lot of words to have to learn.
Cool.
And then we don't make it easy because then we take those 250,000 words and we add slang to it.
Okay.
So anyhow, I'll keep looking around and seeing what I can find. I actually know someone at the hospital. At the largest hospital in New Zealand. And I do. He's on my LinkedIn account. And in Australia, their medicine is older than what you'd come across in the U.S. Their technology isn't as good. However... they have a lot of people that believe in prayer in the hospitals in New Zealand, and they actually have better health care outcomes than we do here in the States.
Oh, okay.
So, so if you get medical care there, be prepared to pray with your doctor because it's very common practice.
In New Zealand?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So even if you're not Christian, just fake it. Bow your head and say amen when he's done. Either that or just say, I'm sorry, I meditate, I'm Buddhist. But, you know, other than that, he may not get it. But yes, there's a lot of articles written on the fact that in New Zealand, doctors have to take courses in religions so that they can talk to their patients about praying about their healthcare problem. So my PhD is on spirituality and healthcare, and that's how I happened to come across that that fact about New Zealand. So prayer is very important there.
Yeah. So your major is healthcare,
Healthcare administration. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what my PhD that I'm working on my dissertation is in. I'm not published yet. Eventually, I'll have to, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I was also just checking here. It was saying that, you know, in New Zealand, they have Kiwi Indians, you know, they're natives.
Yeah.
And so their slang in New Zealand is a combination of Kiwi and British.
Yeah, British.
Yeah. So that's why it's a little difficult. Because how many of us communicate with Kiwi Indians?
Oh, how many communications?
Yeah. Not too many people know how to speak Kiwi.
Yeah, I've never met Kiwi yet.
Neither have I, but if you go to New Zealand, you should.
Yeah, I hope so, but... yeah, in Korea, there aren't any New Zealander, so I have no chance to meet them.
Yeah, I'm sending you another link on how to speak to people in New Zealand. Well, I'm just so excited. So when are you planning on going?
I have to speak English.
Well, you speak fairly well.
No. No. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, it has to do with comprehension, I think.
Okay.
My students who are quite young, they can read and speak English very well, but they don't know what they're reading or what they're saying. They don't understand. So I think you're a step above them because you understand. Even if you need practice speaking English.
Oh, right. I need to do it.
Well, that's why I'm here. So
thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. I just absolutely love my Korean students, and they become like friends and family more than anything else. So I love doing this. I have a funny story. One.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
My first student heard was reading something, and it said it's raining cats and dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And she stopped and she said, "Raining cats and dogs? You tell me dogs and cats fall from heaven in the U.S.?" And I said, no. That just means that it's raining very heavy outside, that the rain is very hard. So she goes, okay. And then she keeps reading, and she's reading about a gentleman who was throwing a birthday party for his wife, and he wanted to surprise her. So he was telling all her friends, you know, please come to the party, but don't tell her about it. Don't let the cat out of the bag.
Okay.
The phrase "don't let the cat out of the bag" means keep it a secret. So this woman's reading it, and he says in the story, "Don't let the cat out of the bag." And she goes, "Wait a minute. First you tell me dogs and cats fall from heaven, then you shove the cat in a bag and you won't let it out? What kind of crazy people are you?"
Yeah.
So I will never forget that, because she was just so upset because she really thought that we grab cats and throw them in bags and won't let them out. She was like, why you do that, poor kitty? I said, no, we don't do that. That's just an expression. It means to keep a secret. She said, well, of course you'd want it to keep a secret. You wouldn't want to tell people that you put a cat in a bag and you won't let it out. Oh, that terrible. Do your neighbors know this? So she had me rolling on the floor laughing. And every once in a while, I think of that dear woman and what she said, and I just have to laugh.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Fun.
So then later she said, English, very crazy language. I said, yes, it is.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Right.
And so when you feel concerned, you know, just think about that lady thinking that, you know, cats and dogs fall out of heaven in the U.S. and we shove the cats in a bag and won't let them out.
Yeah.
In the U.S.,
yeah.
We had slaves, you know, back in the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And the slaves wanted to talk to each other,
uh-huh.
but they didn't want their owners to know what they were saying.
Mm-hmm.
So they developed their own language, their own slang.
Slang?
So yeah. they could talk among themselves. Uh-huh. without their owners knowing what they were saying, and that was the root of the first U.S. slang.
Yeah.
Well, then as time went on,
mm-hmm.
teenagers wanted to talk, teenagers, young people,
mm-hmm.
they want to talk around their parents, but they don't want their parents to know what they were saying.
Ah, okay, I got it.
So they developed their own slang, too.
Oh.
Slang often comes from people being too lazy to pronounce the whole word,
mm-hmm.
or they're talking so much they just want, they don't want others to understand. They only want a few people to know what they're talking about.
So I think Korean teenagers too. Because I'm teaching teenagers. Sometimes I don't understand what they say.
Uh-huh. Yeah, because they don't want you to understand.
Yeah, right.
And my son is 21, and he'll be talking.
Really?
Yeah, mm. And his sister is 17. And
uh-huh.
he'll uh-huh. say to her, yo, that's dope. And I'll go, who are you calling stupid? He goes, no, I'm saying that's good, that's dope. And I'm going, well, dope means stupid. And he goes, no, it doesn't. So, you know.
Oh,
so it's still happening. So how old are your students?
From 12 to 17.
Oh, teenagers.
Yeah, really teenagers.
That's a big challenge.
Yeah, right.
Whoa.
But my major was youth science.
Uh-huh.
So I love teenagers. That's why I'm here. Yeah.
You'd have to be.
Sorry?
You would have to be. You would have to enjoy it or you wouldn't be doing it.
Yeah.
So what do you do for hobbies? Do you have any hobbies you enjoy?
I like looking at some pictures and photos. So,
mm-hmm.
so I usually go to the gallery with some friends in my spare time.
Oh, very nice. Do you have any favorite artist?
Artist?
Uh-huh. That you like when you go to the gallery?
Actually, I don't know artist's name. Just I like looking at some pictures.
I had an Aunt Dorothy who was a portrait painter, And Aunt Dorothy was very famous, and she would get paid lots of money for her work.
Oh.
But she said, as many art lessons as I've taken to learn how to paint, like someone in Asia, she says, I simply can't do it. She said, the art over there is exquisite. And she said, but yet there's really no one from this part of the world that has that ability. So she just loved art from China, from Korea, from Japan. She just was crazy about it. And she'd say, I don't know why no one around here can paint like that. So she was always studying it, but she was never happy with her progress.
Never happy?
In fact, she would paint on her walls. She would just start painting pictures on her walls. And then go, her wall. And then she would say, this is no good. And she'd get out a roller and paint it white again. You never knew what the inside of her house was going to look like, because she would just get tired of what the walls look like and paint them white and start over.
Wow. Okay.
The word is eccentric.
Eccentric.
It means you're older and you're a little bit crazy.
Okay.
So she was. Anyway, I have to run because I have another class, but I think you're on my schedule for tomorrow.
Yeah. Tomorrow, 10:30?
Yes.
Okay.
So I will talk to you then, and you have a wonderful evening, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Thank you so much, and I'll look around for more New Zealand things.
Oh, thank you.
You take care.
Yeah, I'll have fun.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Yeah, bye.